Thanks for joining us today at City Life. We believe today's message will empower you and point you towards Jesus. But remember that church is so much more than a message you listen to. It's a living, breathing community that we invite you to be a part of. We hope to see you on a Sunday morning at City Life, in person or online.
My name is JD, and I'm part of the pastoral team here at City Life. And you know what? You are elite. You are the elite, the truly spiritual, because you're making church a priority even on a long weekend. So well done. And I'm believing, I really am, that today's going to be well worth your time. Thank you for joining me. Can I ask a favor? Right off the bat, I'm going to ask a favor of you. I know that this is pre-recorded, but this is not like a video podcast, okay? So I'm just gonna ask you to like dial in, be present. If you're doing dishes right now, would you consider stopping and just sitting down and being a part? Because I'm believing that today is not information, that I wanna empower you to have an experience today. That is my goal, that is my hope, and I wanna invite you into that. And I'm also gonna give a disclaimer right off the top. Today is the most vulnerable message I have ever shared. Probably the most personal message I've ever shared. And I'm really praying that today, as I share from my heart and from God's word, that the Holy Spirit will do a good work in you. And so I'm going to pray. Would you pray with me, even as you're sitting there taken apart, because you're a part of this right now. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, three parts of the one true God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that this moment, in every room where this is being watched, would be holy ground. We give you permission, God, to do whatever you want to do. Let our hearts be good soil, ready to receive the truth of your word and be changed by it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Hey, do you like mysteries? Do you like mysteries? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm going to jump into this. Paul is writing the church in Corinth, all right? So Paul, an early founder of the church, and he's speaking to mature believers, all right? So he's talking about using the wisdom that is not of this world, but the wisdom that is the mystery of God, which we get by being in union with the Holy Spirit. And so in 1 Corinthians 2, 10, it says this, "But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything." Listen to this, this is really important. "For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so we can know the wonderful things that God has freely given us." Man, there is so much to know about God, about this world, about yourself. True? Yes. And there are layers to who you are. Like ogres have layers, and onions have layers, and parfaits have layers. Come on, old school Shrek reference right there, but it's true, there are layers. And so I want you to imagine the depths that the Holy Spirit could reveal about you if you were open to his leading. Paul continues, he says, "But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ." Whoa, that's a pretty amazing promise to hold on to. Now, if Jesus is not the Lord of your life today, then today's message won't make sense. I promise you, it's gonna seem really foolish when I get into where I'm going today, all right? But if Jesus is your Lord, and if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you have been given the mind of Christ, and that is just an endless ocean of possibility. And I believe God's going to reveal things to you today. So let's dive into the mystery today, all right? So I'm going to tell you a story. So about a year ago, in church here at City Life, we were finishing up a service, and we ended with the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." It's an old hymn, beautiful song. So we start singing this song, "It is well with my soul." And as I'm singing this, the Holy Spirit interrupts me, rude, and gets me to stop. And I realize, you know what, as he points out to me, I'm actually not well in my soul. You know, I wasn't living in secret sin at the time, okay? I didn't have a double life. I love Jesus. I was living for him. I was following Jesus, and I was in a pretty good spot, I thought. And yet, God wasn't done with me. He was waking me up to the reality that I needed heart surgery. Now, I could have ignored it, but I've seen too much and I've experienced too much from the Holy Spirit. So if God points something out, Don't run from it, all right? So I decided, okay, there's something here. I'm gonna get into this. Why is my soul not well? How about you? How is your soul? Are you well in your soul? Or what about your heart? Like, how's your heart? It's a great question to ask yourself. And so we are, today I'm wrapping up a series that we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to focus on the Holy Spirit is our spiritual surgeon. And he does heart surgery for those that are willing to undergo the process. Now, where does all this heart surgery lead? Why is he doing this? Why is he stirring our heart and stuff? It's because the Holy Spirit points to Jesus. Look at John 16. Jesus says this, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will bring me, Jesus, glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. I want to be close to Jesus. I don't want to just know about Jesus. I want genuine relationship with the one who knows my heart, who is actually called. One of Jesus' titles is Wonderful Counselor. I am a huge proponent of counseling, professional counseling. I have done it many times over the year. We've done it for our marriage. I've done it personally in hard times or when I'm feeling overwhelmed, or even when my father died, I was like, I want to get some counseling. I want to process this well. So I believe in the power of counseling, and I am confident that Jesus is our greatest counselor. Okay, so as I said, today's message is deeply personal and vulnerable. In fact, it's so vulnerable that I'm going to read from my journal today, all right? You're gonna get some inner workings here. Why do I journal? Well, because for me, this is the way I most clearly hear God's voice. I write thoughts and questions, and I'll write that down, and then I'll write what I believe God is saying to me. I'm like, God, colon, and then I just start writing, and my hand is not possessed. It's not that. It is actually, I just let the flood of my thoughts just go. And I just write what I believe God is saying to me because I believe God speaks to me through my thoughts. Why wouldn't he? So I'm going to share some personal examples of work that Jesus did in my life. All right. And so I'm going to share with you because it's relevant to where I'm going today so that you can see the power of the process of the Holy Spirit performing heart surgery and Jesus being our wonderful counselor, all right? So quick context before I start. From age 4 to 8, I lived in North Dakota in a tiny little place called Regan. I like to play on a bunch of outcroppings called Regan Rocks, all right? Just so you understand when it comes up. And when I was 8, my parents split and I moved back to Leduc. So I'm gonna read this and then let's see if this makes sense. So I wrote this down. I said, last night I had a dream that I was at Regan Rocks and I found a boy around 6 to 8 years old buried in ice and snow. I swept it off and found he was still alive. I immediately took him to the house across the street and called 911. The boy was saved. God, what is the significance? So that's what I wrote. And then I immediately went, God, colon, and I just started writing. And this is what I am confident God spoke to me. The boy is you, John David. Oh, fun fact, if you didn't know, JD stands for John David. Now you know. And God only refers to me by my full name. The boy is you, John David. The boy is you when your life fell apart, when everything went south, when you went north up to Canada. You've been cold and frozen in areas of your life. You lost a big part of your innocence when you discovered life was different, mom and dad were separating, and you were never going back to Regan. Wow, that's big. So God shares this with me. Hey, there's this element of you that's gone cold because of this. And it reminded me because later, actually, after that that dream and stuff, I was spending time with God. I was just taking some quiet time. And I actually was like, God, I'm thinking about this divorce. Can you just continue to bring healing? Because divorce is tough on families and it was tough on me. And here's how I remember. I'm 8 years old. We're turning into the alley of our apartment complex. And my mom is telling me mom and dad are getting a divorce. And I remember in that moment, I'm 8 years old. I don't know how to process this. And I shut down emotionally. I know there was a part of me that was just like, I don't know how to handle it. So I won't. And I just invited God in. I was like, Jesus, can you just help me here? Like, I just feel like there's still something that needs healing. And it was like he stepped into my memory. But here's where it's gonna get a little foolish, okay? I believe Jesus is outside of time. So when he steps into a memory, I believe he's like there at the moment. And so he has changed the way I remember this now. Now, when I think of the moment that my mom is telling me, mom and dad are getting a divorce, we're turning into the alley, I actually jump out of the car and Jesus is standing by the mailbox and I run to him and I grab him and I hug him and I just start crying and I let it out. And I feel like that shifted my whole understanding of like my memory. And it's almost like it's really genuinely different. Like the movie Inception, best movie of all time, by the way, just saying. But Inception, my favorite movie. And the idea of planting a new thought or some a new desire to change things. And I feel like that is what Jesus has done in my life, even in that moment. I'm discovering this whole new aspect of my relationship with Jesus. Jesus steps into these moments, and I want that for you. If you haven't had something like that, I'm telling you, this is the most real I've ever experienced Jesus. And you can invite Jesus in so he can transform your heart and bring healing, purpose, and strength. Pause. It's a lot. Let's go to the Bible. Ephesians 3, 16 to 17. I pray that from his glory, God's glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. I just think it's so cool. It's like my loving Father, God, empowers me with inner strength, which comes through the Holy Spirit as I place my trust in Jesus and he makes his home in my heart. And I believe the bravest battle that you will ever engage in is the battle for your own heart. And one of the bravest Bible verses to ever pray over yourself is this. Psalm 139, 23 to 24. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Offensive does not have to mean dirty or malicious. So it's not all about the sin in you. I think offensive is, well, for example, when someone you love, okay, whether it's your kid or a friend or whatever, if someone you love insults themselves, doesn't it offend you, right? Like, don't say that about yourself. Don't believe that about yourself. It offends you that they think less about themselves. And I think that's like our loving Father. He's the same way. And I wonder, when was the last time you stopped and you made room and you let the God of the universe search you, know your heart and your anxious thoughts, and you let him see any offensive things in you and then lead you out of it? Have you actually stopped? It's a process that you have to allow God to do. And so I'm gonna get foolish again. I wanna talk about this book for a minute. John Eldridge is one of my favorite authors and just a key voice in my life right now. I feel God is put in my life. And he wrote this book called Experience Jesus Really. All right. And in chapter 12, he talks about reintegration, the healing of fragmented parts. I told you this is going to get deep. Listen to a quote from this. It says, sometimes the harm we experience in this world fragments the heart. Parts of us break off and remain stuck at that particular age until Jesus comes to heal them. Now, maybe you felt that. You're like, wait, oh, okay, I actually do know what that is. It's like, why is it that when a certain topic comes up in conversation, I feel like I'm 12. It makes me feel a certain way or this certain age. And I wonder if maybe something happened to you at that age and you got stuck there. Jesus personified the words written in Isaiah 61. He said, I have been sent to bind up the brokenhearted. All right? Brokenhearted. Now, I believe there is a literalness at play here, that we all have broken aspects of our heart. A broken heart, not just talking from a breakup or deep trauma, it could be from anything, but we have fragments in our heart that Jesus comes. And so one of the things it says in the book is Jesus is able to access hidden things within us. For he knows the depths and mysteries, there's that word again, of our being. He knows the mysteries of our being, things you don't even know about yourself. Why do I feel this way? Why do I react this way all the time? Whatever it is, he knows the mysteries of our being. With his help and the help of the Holy Spirit, we can locate our fragmented parts and give Jesus access to them for their restoration. Allow me to give you another vulnerable example where I needed Jesus to bind up a broken part of my heart. And this is from a really recent journal entry, like just in the last little bit. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to explain some stuff, and I hope this makes sense. And I'm going to show you a process of how God walked me through this, because I believe the same can happen for you, all right? I went up with the guys a day early for Weekend in the Wild. Okay, this was our men's event we just had. I became so anxious, and all I heard in my head and my heart was, why are you here and you don't belong here? God, where did that come from? Why does this happen when I do wilderness or manly things? I want to be a part, but I feel so out of my element. Lord Jesus, where was my wound? Please meet me there. Come into my wound and walk me out of it. All right, this is really important. Come into, meet me in an area of heart or fragmentation and walk me out of it. And so this is what I believe Jesus said to me, and this is what I wrote down. You still feel like you have nothing to offer. It started long ago when you chose not to go see the Batmobile. Okay, now as soon as I wrote this, I'm literally writing my thoughts. And as soon as I wrote it, I was like, oh, I know what that means. And you're like, what on earth are you talking about? So really quick, there's a moment. I'm about 14, single parent home. I don't have a dad. A guy from my church asked my mom, could I take your son and my son and take them to go see the Batmobile from like the Michael Keaton movies, the Batman, in Edmonton. And I was pumped. I was like, oh, I love the Batman movies. I want to go see this. And he drives from Edmonton to come get me. And by the time he gets there, I've totally shifted. And all of a sudden I'm fearful, not of him, but just like uncomfortable with the whole idea. And I just was like, no, I can't go. I can't go. I can't go. And I actually didn't go. And I was so disappointed. I wanted to go, but I chose not to. Anyways, so that's what the Batmobile thing is about, all right? So he then, God continues, I wanted to line up opportunities for you with men that would grow. But at that moment, you shut the door of your heart and said, I don't trust men. And as a result, you shied away from true, authentic male connection. And now you feel it's too late, that you've missed your chance. Please stop. You don't have to feel like you're on the outside, like you have nothing to say, like you have nothing to offer. Enough. Go get your book and walk through the process of inviting me in. And I knew he meant this book, which luckily I had with me while I'm thinking about all this at the camp. I take off by myself, I go into a tent, and I go through this. Now, I told you this is deep, maybe even a bit foolish, but here's the process that this book, I'm gonna sum it up because it's just a quick summary of a very deep process. But I highly recommend getting this book, Experience Jesus Really, and trying this for yourself, all right? You can walk through this. But here's the 9 things in this process that I would invite you, and then what I did. You start by inviting Holy Spirit into the moment to shine his light on your heart and the situation, okay? So whatever's going on, whatever's being stirred up or whatever. And then you go, Jesus, I ask you to come now and find the young place in me that you want to heal. So I knew this was something. It was from a while ago. So come to wherever that young place is in me that you want to heal. And then you let Jesus lead the moment. You actually verbally give him permission. That's what you're invited to do is, Jesus, I give you permission to do what you want to do. Now, then you ask 3 questions. What am I feeling right now? And you take note of that. How old am I? Like just in this moment, how old do I think I am? Well, I knew based on the Batmobile memory, I'm 14. And where am I? I'm standing at the front door of my house, feeling shame and fear and all these things. Next thing, 5, invite Jesus to come be with you in that memory and in that moment. Okay, this is a big one. You invite Jesus to come there. Again, I believe he's outside of time. He can come to where this is actually happening. And it says in the book, if Christ comes to the younger place, a marvelous and life-changing thing has happened. We are not imagining a process with Jesus. We are not suggesting scenarios. Jesus is there. He is moving. Let him lead. The 6th thing you do after that is you let Jesus be in that moment and let him do what he wants to do. I said, God, what do you want to do? And he encouraged me. He's like, I think we should go. And then 7, you got to let Jesus ask, where do you want to go? Let him lead you out of that moment. And that's really important. For me, I sat there and I imagined, although I feel it's more than imagining, but now all of a sudden I'm going with him. I'm sitting in the backseat with Jesus, with the dad and the other boy, and we're going, we're seeing the Batmobile and I'm loving it and it's amazing. And I have this incredible moment. 8, I know this is a lot, foolishness, but awesomeness. There is a process of letting the younger self and your current self find closure. Read the book to understand it. That's it's a big thing, but there's an element of like, let's find closure from that. And then number 9, you end with this prayer, Jesus, bring this part of me into the center of your being. Cleanse this part of me with your blood, Lord, and bring this young part home. Bring this young part home. And Jesus brings healing. I'm telling you, from examples that I have lived out, invite Jesus in, give him permission, listen to what he wants to say, let him walk you through it and out of it into something new. And I'm telling you, in 20 minutes of journaling and prayer and listening while laying in my tent, I had deep realizations that I think could have taken 6 sessions at a professional counselor. In 20 minutes, I had this shift. And I tell you, the rest of that weekend, at Weekend in the Wild, those voices were gone. I didn't feel that insecurity anymore. I could just be present and in the moment. And if you have a willingness to notice the moments where there is offensive ways in you, could just be insecurity, uncertainty, whatever, you can take that to Holy Spirit. You can allow him to lead you and have Jesus meet you and walk you through it and out of it. For his Spirit, God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. The secrets he's put in you, the hidden capacity to heal and thrive from past experiences, the truth of who you're meant to be, and also greatest dreams and desires. He has planted these things in you that you need to allow Jesus to bring out. And say, go for it. Hey, did you know this is in you? And so I wonder, as we head into the summer, what if you took a season, maybe this summer, and you just made it like a summer of us, you and God? Man, it would bless your life. I know it. And for you, that could look different ways. Maybe it's walks in nature. Quick example, one of my kids was struggling with a friendship, didn't know what to do, and they went for a walk and they just asked God, what should I do? That was the only question. They went for a 10-minute walk, came back, and I said, how'd it go? And they're like, I need to forgive them. In a moment, they got some answers because they just went for a walk in nature and just quieted themselves. Maybe for you, it's journaling, like for me. And if you were at church last week, Baptism Sunday, 11-year-old Hayden, she shared how journaling, what she was doing, what I encouraged her to do, journaling out, God, what are you saying to me? And she realized that she needed to get baptized, which is pretty cool. Maybe what it requires is help from others. Maybe it's a conversation with a close friend, or maybe it's Christian counseling. Maybe it's going to a professional counselor. I recommend Christian counseling. There's just something really amazing there about Christian counseling. Or maybe it's joining Freedom Session this fall at the church, and it's something I'm doing because I just want to keep going deeper and get more and more free. You could join me. And if you want to check that out, that's cty.lc/freedom. Find out more about Freedom Session. But here's my point. Let Jesus go deeper, layer by layer. Deal with the top surface stuff, right? The obvious sin. Let's get that out of the way so that you can run harder, faster, farther. You can let him cut away the things that don't even seem bad, like things that he just wants you to let go of. And you're like, okay, I trust you. And you learn later why. There is unlimited depths to your relationship with Jesus and guidance from the Holy Spirit. So my question to you is, have you given Jesus permission? Today is your day to say yes to Jesus, to place your trust in him so he can make his home in your heart. Can we pray? Would you just close your eyes for a minute? I want to invite you. You could even pray with me and just say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Guide me. Direct me. Be close to me. I place my trust in you so you can make your home in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, I want to do one more thing before we wrap up. I don't want to just give you information. I want to give you an experience. And why don't we just pause for 30 seconds? You got 30 more seconds for me? 30 seconds. And let Jesus, let the Holy Spirit do what only they can do. And let's do that. So don't leave. Don't, you know, do something else. And you just invite Jesus in and Holy Spirit. And you say, I give you permission. Would you meet me here? You have access to my heart. Let's take 30 seconds of quiet and just see what might happen. All right. That's awesome. I hope that maybe that even just began something for you or reminded you of the power of what God can do in our lives. I hope this was helpful. It was a very vulnerable one, and I hope you stuck around for it. I'm going to end with my five, okay? My five recommendations for you. First, watch Inception because it's the best movie of all time. That's number one. number two, book, Get Experience Jesus Really. My third recommendation is get the 1 Minute Pause app by John Eldridge, and it goes with this book and stuff. It's a powerful way to actually walk through some of this stuff. Fourth is go for a walk in the next 24 hours and ask Holy Spirit, what do you want to tell me? And then the fifth one is go and listen to a song. I love this song. It's called Make Room by Community Music. You can find it on YouTube and just let that sink in. I'm gonna make room for you to do what you want to do, God. Well, thank you for being a part today. And my prayer for you today as we wrap up is the same as Paul's in Ephesians 3. I pray that from God's unlimited glory, glorious unlimited resources, that he would empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. How blessed we are to have Jesus as our wonderful counselor and the Holy Spirit as our spiritual surgeon.
We hope today's message encouraged you. If you want to take your next step in saying yes to Jesus, you can always contact us at cty.lc/next step or fill out the Next Step section on the City Life app. It's an honor to play a small part in what God is doing in your life. We look forward to connecting with you soon.